He goes to the mosque of Kufa to lead prayers. He leads the Fajr prayers. There are people sitting behind him. Then he turned to the people and said to them, "O people, I knew such companions during the time of the Prophet that they would spend the whole night in ruku and in sujood. And in the morning, their hairs would be disheveled. And when they talked about death, they would quiver and shake like trees quivering in a violent storm. And they would cry until their clothes would become wet with their tears. Where are such companions?" He goes out, walking to the outskirts of Kufa. He hears a group of people behind him. He stops. "Who are you?" he asks them. They stand with their heads bowed down. "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are your Shia." He looks at them. Then he says, "Why do I not see on your faces the mark of my Shia?" They say, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is the sign of your Shia?" He says, "My Shias, their faces are yellow because of staying up all night in Ibadah. Their eyes look bleary because of crying. Their backs are hunched because of standing in prayer. Their stomachs are hollow because of excessive fasting. Their lips are dry because of excessive dhikr of Allah. There is the dust of humility on their face. These are my Shias." And again Ali would complain, "Where are my Shias?" إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ ثَمَنٌ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ فَلَا تَبِعُوهَا إِلَّا بِهَا. Your souls do not have any value or price except Jannah. Do not sell it for anything except Jannah. We cannot become like that. But the basic underlying quality is that we should be children of the hereafter to be the Shia of Ali. When you have to choose between your career and Akhirah, Akhirah should take a preference. We should not settle down in this world as if we are to stay here forever, because that belies the truth of being a Shia. As Ali's life progresses, he becomes more lonely. Now Salman is gone, Ammar is gone, Abu Dharr is gone, Dhu Shahadatain is gone, Malik al-Ashtar is gone, Muhammad bin Abi Bakr is gone. And then finally, when he was left with these people who were opportunists, they were tribal leaders who wanted only political power and economic benefits, and they were staying with Ali but they would not follow his orders, and Abdullah ibn Abbas comes to him and says, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, the people have gathered outside, they want you to address them." And he is stitching a sandal that is torn, and he's patching it. He takes the sandal. He says, "Ya Ibn Abbas, how much is this sandal worth?" He said, "It is one dirham or even less." Ali says, "This khilafat of yours has less value in the eyes of Ali than this sandal." He says, "O people, you have betrayed me. My heart is full of pus and anguish because of you. Look at Muawiyah and his people. They are united on falsehood, but you are disunited on the truth. When I tell you to march in summer, you say it is too hot, wait for winter. When I tell you go fight Muawiyah in winter, you say it is too cold, wait for summer. How can I rely on you? People complain of an oppressive leader, I have to complain of an oppressive people who call themselves my Shia. You are like clothes, which when stitched on one side, give away on the other. Absolutely unreliable." And that is why Imam Hussain alayhi salam said in Karbala that the kind of ashab I got, neither my father got, nor my grandfather got, nor my brother Hassan got. And so as time passed, Ali was more and more left by himself, and his anguish increased. And when the year 40 AH came, and then the 19th of Ramadan came, for 3 days Ali lied in bed with the poison running through his body. وَجَاءَ النَّاسُ أَفْوَاجًا أَفْوَاجًا. Group after group of people were coming to the house of Ali. Companions would come and say, "Oh Hassan, we will not leave until we see Ali ibn Abi Talib." Ali kept advising his companions, "Oh my companions, I am now leaving you. Until now I was your leader. Now I am a lesson for you. Oh people, beware of the house of God, do not abandon it. Oh people, beware of the Quran, let not other communities practice it more than you practice it. Beware of your duty towards Salat and Siyam. Pay your zakat. Beware of taqwa of Allah." When the 21st of Ramadan came, Ali then requested all his companions to now leave. Now Ali is alone on the bed. Who is around him? There is Hassan, Hussein, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, Zainab and Umm Kulthum, Umm al-Baneen, all the house of Banu Hashim are standing around him. He says to them, "Usikum bi taqwa Allah. I admonish you and remind you to be conscious of God and to be pious, and to fear Him and to live a life of piety."